Mini-episode 1897 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1897 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our review of the year in TV. Here's our five best TV seasons of 2025 with honorable mention to, in this order, Mythic Quest Season 4, The White Lotus Season 3, Black Mirror Season 7, Shoresy Season 4, Poker Face Season 2, The Chair Company Season 1, The Paper Season 1, The Lowdown Season 1, The Morning Show Season 4, The Righteous Gemstones Season 4, and Tires Season 2. Yep, this was very low-key, one of the greatest years for depth of TV seasons in the past few decades. Number 5, Mayor of Kingstown Season 4 on Paramount+. The show, single-handedly keeping the crime noir genre at a high level, came back with exceedingly high stakes as the mayor's brother had to go to prison. Of course, Mike McCluskey is not the literal mayor, but he is a high-level fixer in a prison town, trying to keep the peace between gangs on the inside, gangs on the outside, prison guards, and local law enforcement in a manner that blows straight past moral ambiguity to outright corruption and increasingly, as time goes by, less effectiveness. It's a downward spiral as Mike's job gets harder due to everyone having their own agendas, which compromises his success rate, which leads to key players losing respect and listening to him less, thus making his job even harder. When Mike fails to keep key people safe as he has before, the consequences are devastating, and in a dark season 4, the series may have hit its darkest point yet late in the season. It's one of the tensest shows on TV, so keep that in mind if that's not your style, but nobody does this style better than Taylor Sheridan, Hugh Dillon, and company. Number 4. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Season 17 on FXX and Hulu. Sunny already made history by becoming the longest-running live-action sitcom in TV history. That alone is a singular accomplishment, but producing, arguably, one of their greatest seasons ever at the 20-year anniversary mark is a development that not even the most ardent of the show's superfans could have seen coming. Some of the greatness came from callbacks, such as an unbelievable revisiting of the season 1 underage drinking episode, and some came from providing the sharpest satire that you'll find anywhere about a number of subjects: Abbott Elementary, The Bear, The Golden Bachelor, America's growing obsession with gambling, medical TV dramas, and corporate cliches. Recent seasons tended to have a banger here and there, but they were a bit spaced out, as tends to happen to shows when they start to age, so Sunny's amazing revival is pretty much unprecedented. The great TV critic Kimberly Potts speculated on this show that the diverse creative experiences that Rob Mack and the rest of the show's brain trust have had in recent years may be equipping them with new tools to unlock many more great episodes in the future. We can only hope, but in the here and now, Sunny Season 17 was one of the greatest surprises in recent TV history. Number 3. Pluribus Season 1 on Apple TV. Vince Gilligan returns with a show that features the awesome cinematography of Albuquerque and the incredible talents of Rhea Seehorn, but it is not part of the Breaking Bad / Better Call Saul universe. Seehorn instead portrays a very grumpy author of cheesy romance novels, which she hates, named Carol. When an alien virus infects humanity, it kills hundreds of millions and joins the rest in a collective hive mind that causes a durable, blissful mood except for Carol and 12 other people in the world who somehow proved immune. The hive mind is obligated to serve Carol and the others cheerfully and completely, even when her wishes are destructive or even against humanity's best interests, as the hive waits and hopes for Carol and the others to join the collective. Prizing her individuality and suspicious of the cheerful hive mind, Carol resists their efforts to help and tries to organize resistance to the collective. The complacency of the other non-infected individuals frustrates Carol, who frequently takes out her issues on her unfailingly pleasant minder, Zosia. Carol's efforts to somehow return humanity to its previous state are exceedingly uphill, thus increasing her desperation and even ruthlessness, creating something of an anti-hero that somewhat divided the fan base and its loyalties. Gilligan has truly done it again, creating a brand new universe with twists and turns that never fail to amaze and shades of gray that you'd never see coming on a show of this nature. This season was just the beginning of what should be a truly singular franchise. Number 2. The Bear Season 4 on FX and Hulu. The program about the tensest kitchen on TV delivered yet again as the story of building the next epic dining experience in Chicago continued with the forward motion that is making it truly a program for the ages. Characters are advancing and growing as they progress through the traumas of toxicity and substance abuse issues of those close to them, financial pressures, and good old-fashioned self-doubt. Meanwhile, they are continuing to construct a unique institution in their continued pursuit of greatness. It wouldn't be a season of The Bear without a truly transcendent episode, and we get it here in the form of, fittingly, the episode called Bears. One of the most unique stories ever told is now winding down, and it will be a real treat to see how the final chapter is written. Number 1, Severance Season 2 on Apple TV. The best show on TV today returned after a criminal 3-year absence, and sadly, there are signs that Apple TV is milking another long break before Season 3. It's sad that they are incentivized to do this, and yet, it wouldn't be so sad if this masterpiece wasn't keeping the viewers on tenterhooks for all of the twists and turns. At Lumen Industries, where employees in a certain division submit to the process of, you guessed it, severance, their brain is altered so that employees remember nothing of their outside lives when at work and remember nothing of their work lives when away from work. This results in every such employee having an innie and an outie, two sides of the same coin, but personas in some instances which are very distinct from each other, and even now coming into conflict with each other as each side tries to learn what is being hidden. All the while, the story of a fake death unravels, and the company tries gamely but unsuccessfully to keep their increasingly unruly employees in line. Origin stories come to light, and unlikely alliances form as the best-laid plans of Lumen Industries for what appear to be world domination of some sort hang in the balance. All that seems certain right now is that Season 3 will once again be the best TV season of the year, in whatever year that it airs. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.